Good morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure for me to participate here and talk to you about the experience of Mexico regarding this financial crisis, economic and world crisis. The economic model at present and the equality of gender within the context of economic and financial crisis in Mexico is the same as in the other countries. We recognize that the economic crisis that we are living today under the neoliberal model in a globalized society has affected in a negative way women. This liberation on the trade aspect is not occurring in a reciprocal and symmetrical way. And of course, it does not include the same opportunities for all of the actors. It has impacts of gender that are totally different and are based on the division of work between men and women, the capability of access to resources, the position and remuneration on the labor market. Women in this model are those who are relegated because they cannot compete under the same conditions, because the producing elements are benefited with stimuli to export and programs that promote export. The inequality of gender and discrimination are limiting the access of women to credit, and that prevent them to buy elements to increase their productivity. The difficulty for the contracting employment of women have been evidenced. There was a poll in Mexico regarding this, and it showed in Mexico, Guadalajara, and Monterrey that 64.6% of the corporations prefer men over women, and only 34.1% preferred women. Other studies are showing that for women with small children, the jobs in the informal sector are more accessible, but the formal sector is more rigid due to the time slots and the incompatibility of the jobs with maternal obligations. On its part, the national poll regarding occupation and employment in the first trimester of 2009 shows that the active population, only 4.3% are employers, and of that, 82% are men and only 18% are women. And those are concentrated in microenterprises that are related with services, trade, and at a very small level, manufacture and transportation. There's an impact in the microenterprises has been reflected in the second trimester to 2008 and the first of 2009, where 60,000 jobs were lost of women entrepreneurs. Even though women work a lot at home and they contribute immensely to the national income, for the neoliberal scheme, if something doesn't have a price, it doesn't have a value. Therefore, this economic thought is devaluating and marginalizing, making invisible the non-remunerated work performed at home by the women. And all that regarding socialization, subsistence, which are activities necessary for the functioning of the economy, and all that is done by women. We have seen in many occasions that during the crisis there's a transfer of costs regarding market toward home, and the balance is only reached when women are like a buffer regarding income and public services. And those adjustments are impacting mostly the poor families, and the crisis implies a new dimension of gender and class. Another aspect of tremendous importance is the meaning of an economy with macroeconomic indicators which are not reflected in the welfare of the women. A short time ago, we were thinking that the stability of macroeconomic indicators was enough for a healthy economy. But today, we've seen that that's not the way it works. The market by itself has not been able to distribute the riches, the wealth, with justice and equality of gender. That shows you that the International Work Organization is trying to see what can be done so many workers will not lose their jobs and join the ranks of the poor. The Department of Economic and Social Matters in Mexico is analyzing the poverty of millions of people. The macroeconomic result, when it's not presenting an opportunity for the citizenship, we're going to make only bigger the difference between the rich and the poor. When we're analyzing poverty from the viewpoint of gender, we can see the differences of wealth and services. Taking as a basis the three lines of poverty in Mexico to measure this, we find some significant information regarding the strengthening of the capabilities of this area. We try to find a balance between girls and boys in the educational national system. However, we know that in the poor households, when it is necessary that a member should stop going to school in order to work, generally we take the women of the family who have to take care of the smaller brothers. In Mexican households, especially in the rural areas, he who goes to work has a priority of access towards food. In many households, there's an undernourishment of women and girls, increasing mortality rates. Poverty continues to be one of the big challenges of Mexico. We have seen that it is the women who have the most limited access to holding of land, inheritance, and other elements. In the Mexican context, there are many efforts regarding public policy to cover this aspect regarding poverty through different social programs that I will mention if I have the time. To counterpoint that poverty, we should not attack only in one front. We have to establish different productive units for the poor. It is absolutely indispensable, and it's a strategy that, in the case of women, should be tremendously positive. And we have to have a focus that would include education, access to economic resources, training to allow them to be integrated in the decision-making process. In Mexico, the microenterprises are very active in the urban and the rural area. However, there's differences between genders in the income in detriment of the rural women. For the women to increase their productivity, they have to have more time for market activities and higher capacitation, training, technologies, and credits. To make a distinction between urban and rural, there are differences in the analysis of poverty. In the year 2004, one in every three rural residents was living in extreme poverty, compared with one in 10 in the urban areas. The poor population in the rural area depends on subsistence agriculture, self-employment, and non-agricultural activities, and has as a characteristic the fact of not having any type of education. The poor in the urban depends on the access of manufacture and service employment, where most of the women are finding jobs. Women without secondary education. The crisis of poverty makes it difficult for the poor countries to reach the objectives of development for the millennium established for 2015. And preferably, we have to attack the problem of access of water, female mortality. But due to the lack of income, there's not enough public money to provide for the social services. Even if we have increased the social services, the women in a moment of economic crisis are suffering more. The high cost of access of social security, benefits, jobs, remunerated jobs, and they continue in a non-remunerated agricultural job, piecework, and domestic work. We think that our income is secondary, especially when we do jobs in agriculture and household services. We consider that men are the main providers in a household. I will make a brief review of what we are doing in Mexico to overcome this crisis, especially regarding the policies that have an impact on women. And then I will point out some of the challenges we have to face. In the first place, we have to point out that in Mexico, for more than 50 years, we have been giving impulse to a social policy that had developed a series of programs to put an end to poverty. In the 80s, we had a great coverage and a lot of evaluation of different programs, and it has been considered as an example of intervention against poverty for many countries, which is a program of food, health, and it's called Opportunities, that gives integral attention to the poor families regarding health and education. There's also other programs of the federal government that back the women, many businesses, as I would mention before. Many of those programs have an assistance cut, and we need a vision of gender, so there would not be programs of practical elements. But they also have to take into consideration the assistance and of empowering and generally possibilities of women. It is not easy to integrate this element at all the programs, because every one of us belongs to a different sector and has their own rules of operation and institutional policy. If we want a final transformation of the economy as a whole, we have to do something about the sexual differentiation of the work in general. That would be the most important thing. In every country, we are bringing to the national income a lot. However, our jobs, our works are not recognized in importance. If we don't bring up the domestic work as a work, our governance and the people in charge of public policy and the most influential people in the world should be sensitive of the need of an economy with a sensitivity to this area. Thank you very much.